here we are, Saturday morning. Fritz Berger and bloodandfaith.com put up a few new articles up there at Blood and Faith. There's a great one called Who Are the Jews? And I suggest that you maybe pay. Well, here, let me just read it. It's pretty short. The way I put it is that it is a mistake to equate Jews with the children of Israel. They're not the same. Modern Jews are, more or less, Edomites and Khazarians and others, according to Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, and Matthew chapter 23, verse 15. Others who converted to Judaism, including Herod the Great. Essentially, the Jews who have named the land Israel are identity thieves. They're false Jews, claiming to be the biological children of Israel when they are not. Modern Christians supporting Jews have been duped into equating a Jew with the biological offspring of Israel, who was renamed of Jacob, or who was renamed Israel. Those 12 tribes, the 12 tribes of Israel, went to Europe based upon the Holy Scripture. The dispersion amongst the Greeks that the Jews spoke of in the Gospel according to St. John is where the 12 tribes went. And the fact that the Scripture, all Scripture written since Christ rose from the dead, is written in the European language is proof. Jesus Christ said, I only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. All the Scriptures are written in a European language. All the epistles are written only to European churches. There is no epistle to a church in Africa or Judea or Samaria or Jerusalem or India or China. They're only in Europe. That ought to give you a big fat hint. All the letters that Jesus Christ sent to the Christian church in the book of Revelation are sent to European churches. Every single one of them. Philadelphia, Smyrna. All right, these are European cities, European colonies of Greece and Rome. In the long run, those biological children of Jacob slash Israel, the 12 tribes, they already converted to Jesus Christ. You get all these silly Christians running around waiting for the modern-day Jew to convert to Jesus Christ, and they're the devil's children. They're not converting to Jesus Christ. The children of Israel, which are different than Jews, already converted to Jesus Christ. That's why Europe becomes Christendom. The modern Jew remains the seed of the serpent from Genesis 1:15 that Christ called a brood of vipers several times, Gospel according to St. Matthew. They do their job as the devil's children. In return, they have the power and the wealth that Christ turned down at the great temptation, Matthew chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. So that's one. The other one is a prayer for the white race. Here's a prayer for the white race. Oh, Lord, restore the white and Christian race that we would serve you once again and be worthy of the name Christendom. Destroy utterly Satan's synagogue, those who call themselves Jews, Revelation 3:9 and Luke 19, verse 27. May they stumble through their own counsel. May they be deceived by their own lies. May they suffer the very genocide they have planned for our own race. Open our eyes to see the lies in the murder of the devil's children, the Jews, John 8:44. Lord, we repent of seeking the approval of the Jew. We welcome their hatred as Jesus Christ experienced, James 8:44, John 5:18. May the white and Christian race hate the Jews as much as the Jews hated Jesus Christ. Psalm 139, 21 through 22, John 19, 15. We acknowledge that the ancestor of Jesus Christ, King David, had ruddy skin and beautiful eyes, and that the wives of the patriarchs were most beautiful. We repent of placating Satan's children by excusing them from killing Jesus Christ. We repent of adding to their lies by calling them victims when they are the murderers of the prophets and the Messiah, 1 Thessalonians 2:14 through 16, Acts 7:52. We, as the white and Christian race, utterly reject Judeo-Christians who grovel before Satan's children. They've gone the way of Judas Iscariot, and they are bound for hell to join him. We repent for denying the fifth commandment, which demands racial loyalty. We repent for denying the first commandment that points explicitly to Jesus Christ, the Lord, with whom Moses spoke face to face as a man speaks to a friend, Exodus 33:11. We repent from believing that there is some other God not in Jesus Christ? When Christ himself said that he was in the Father and the Father was in him, we repent of abandoning the Sabbath day of rest in order to placate the Jews who are lovers of money. Oh Lord, because we have sought the praise of the Jews and their allies, we are worthy of the debt slavery and the genocide we labor under, but we cry out for thy mercy so that our eyes may be opened against the deception of the devil and his children. Grant us the courage to rebel morally, physically, financially, and spiritually against the very Antichrist who rules today against through the devil's own children, the Jews. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God, the King of the nations. That's my prayer. That's my prayer for the white race this morning. And from there, I'm going to go into Isaiah 65 and talk more about these good things. Isaiah 65 talks about the Jews. I'll tell you why. But you who forsake the Lord, who forget my holy mountain, who set a table for fortune and fill cups mixed with wine for destiny, I will destine you to the sword. All right, two references here. One is to the book of Esther. The Jews set up a new holiday where they set their tables for fortune. They set the tables for Purim. They set up a new holiday to acknowledge fortune and chance, peer, the dice, the book of Esther. The Jewish holiday of Purim is not something sanctioned by Moses. It's something that came up as a rebellious evil race. Purim in the book of Esther is what the Jews set up. Moses never spoke of Purim. They set up a holiday to the God of chance. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 11. But you who forsake the Lord, who forget my holy mountain, who set a table for fortune, and who fill cups with mixed wine for destiny. They're talking about, Isaiah's speaking exactly of the Jews, who set a table for fortune, who set up a holiday of feasting and eating and drinking for, and they call it Purim. Pur is the lot. Casting of the lots of chance and fortune. Isaiah 65 verse 11 and 12 speaks exactly to the Jews. Isaiah 65, verse 12. I will destine you for the sword, and all of you will bow down to the slaughter. He's talking about the Jews. The Jews. I'll read it to you. You don't believe me. Jesus Christ, Luke chapter 19, verse 27. But these enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slaughter them in my presence. Who's Jesus Christ talking to? He's talking about the same people that Isaiah talked about in Isaiah chapter 65, verses 11 and 12. You who forsake the Lord, who forget my holy mountain, who set a table for fortune and fill cups mixed with wine for destiny. He's talking about the Jews. The Jews are the one that set up the table for fortune and destiny with their holiday of Purim and the book of Esther. I will, verse 12, Isaiah 65, I will destiny for the sword, and all of you will bow down to the slaughter because I called and you did not answer. Jesus Christ went to the Jews. He called and they did not answer. Jesus Christ says, but these enemies of mine who do not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slaughter them in my presence, said Jesus Christ of the Jews. Luke chapter 19, verse 27. Back to Isaiah 65, I spoke, but you did not hear, and you did evil in my sight and chose that which did not delight. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, my servants will eat, but you will be hungry. My servants will drink, but you will be thirsty. My servants will rejoice, but you will be put to shame. Go read Revelation chapter 3, verse 9. Jesus Christ speaks of this. He says, listen, all you people who call yourself Jews, here's your destiny. Revelation 3, verse 9. How fast are my thumbs? Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews but are not, but lie. Anybody that says they're a Jew, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews but are not, but lie. I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know that I've loved you. Okay, speaking about the same thing in Isaiah chapter 65. My servants will eat, but you'll be hungry. My servants will drink, but you'll be thirsty. My servants will rejoice, but you'll be put to shame. My servants will shout joyfully with a glad heart, but you'll cry out with a heavy heart, and you will wail with a broken spirit, says Jesus Christ to the Jews, says Isaiah the prophet to the Jews. In Revelation 3, verse 19, Jesus Christ is writing a church to a letter to the European church in Philadelphia, not Pennsylvania, but Philadelphia, in a European colony in Western Anatolia. All European colonies, every one of these seven churches in Revelation is a European church. There ain't no church in there ain't no epistle to the church in Jerusalem. Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. I will make them come and bow down at your feet. Who? And make them know of love to you. Who? The Christians. Back to Isaiah chapter 65. After Isaiah chapter 65, verse 15. You will leave your name. He's talking to the Jews. You will leave your name as a curse to my chosen one. Isaiah the prophet is talking about the Jews. You will leave your name as a curse to my chosen one. The curse of the name Jew. Jesus Christ cursed that name. He says these people that call themselves Jews, they're not Jews. They're liars. They're the synagogue of Satan. That's a pretty good curse. Anybody today that wants to wander around and say, I'm a Jew, I'm a Jew, I'm a Jew, you're cursed. Your name's a curse. Jesus Christ called you a liar of the synagogue of Satan. He says, I don't love you people. He said, I don't love you people. I'm gonna make you bow down before my church in Philadelphia to let you know who I've really loved, the white and European church. Oh, no, I know. Well, Fritz, you can't say that. Yeah, well, Jesus said it. Isaiah 65, 15. But you will leave your name as a curse to my chosen ones. And the Lord my God will slay you, Luke 19, 27. Isaiah prophesied it. Jesus Christ repeated it in Luke 19, 27. Isaiah prophesied it in Isaiah 65, verse 15. But my servants will be called by another name. My servants will be called by another name. Acts chapter 11, verse 26. And in Antioch, the believers were first called Christians. The people of God are called Christians, not Jews. The Jews are damned by God. It's a damned name. Isaiah says it right here. You will leave your name as a curse for my chosen ones. The chosen ones are not the Jews, they're the Christians. Oh, how the church has got it backwards. Oh, how the church has it upside down and twisted. They've believed the lies and deceptions of the Jews. The Jews are liars and they're murderers and they're of their father, the devil, who's the deceiver of mankind. John chapter 8, verse 44. And we go out and we want to be friends with the Jew. And we listen to these liars that say they're the children and the people of God. And the prophet Isaiah said, No. I'm going to leave their name as a curse to my chosen ones. My chosen ones will be called by a different name. The name is Christian. Acts chapter 11, verse 26. And he says to the Jews, he says, you're not even Jews, you're liars, you're the synagogue of Satan. I'm going to make you come and bow down before the feet of those I've loved. The Christians. Revelation 3, 9 in Philadelphia. And Jesus says, here's your destiny, Jew. Here's your destiny. Bring these people before me who did not want me to rule over them and slaughter them in my presence. Oh God, may it come to pass. May it come. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, Fritz Berger and BloodandFaith.com.